This is The Country Hour with Angus Firley on ABC Radio.
G'day, Angus Firley here with The Country Hour. Another short one today, but the cricket is wrapping up shortly and we'll be back for the full hour tomorrow. Today, of course, we are focused on the bushfires and particularly that emergency level fire near Longwood in central Victoria. We'll be talking to a couple of affected farmers in that region. You can get in touch on the text line 0467 842 722 or call in on 1300 977 222. First up, though, let's go to the Weather Bureau. Senior forecaster Simon Timke is standing by. G'day, Simon.
Hi there, Angus.
Simon, busy times for you guys, I'm sure.
Look, it sure is. There's a lot on the go over the next couple of days. Very hot conditions continue over the north of the state, but a trough that moved over the south yesterday has brought some southerly winds and a little bit of relief to parts of the south, particularly sort of the southwest and central parts where those southerly winds are keeping the temperatures a little bit lower. We're sort of seeing maximum temperatures in the very high 20s to very low 30s over those parts, but elsewhere across the north and east, still very hot conditions today. We're already seeing temperatures getting up into the low 40s up in the north and the very high 30s over in more eastern parts of Gippsland there. So very hot conditions over those areas. We've still got our heat wave warning current for severe to extreme heat wave conditions right across the state. So that's extreme heat wave conditions for northern country, northeast, east Gippsland and western south Gippsland, and severe heat wave for remaining districts. And then the fire danger remains high to extreme today with those high temperatures and the winds a bit fresh and gusty at times. So we've got extreme fire danger for the Mallee, northeast and northern country, high elsewhere. But the really concerning day is tomorrow, where we'll see the winds across the state turn around more northerly again and become fresh to strong and gusty at times. And that's going to see those fire dangers increase again. At this point, the latest forecast has got catastrophic conditions forecast for north central, northern country and Wimmera districts and extreme everywhere else. But obviously those will be reviewed again today. And you know, chance we could see one or two more districts sneak into that catastrophic range. So a day of significant fire danger on the way for Friday.
And Simon, just on those winds tomorrow, just how strong will those winds be?
Yeah, look, I think they'll get pretty strong and pretty gusty. I think it's likely that we'll see a severe weather warning issued for potentially damaging winds tomorrow in the northwesterlies ahead of that change. So I think a chance of seeing some reasonably strong winds, you know, averaging, I guess a good chance of averaging sort of 30 to 40 kilometres per hour, but the gustiness will be the more significant bit with the, you know, gusts getting up to around 90 kilometres per hour, maybe even 90 to 110 in some parts, particularly if we see some thunderstorms occur, and those thunderstorms could see locally stronger gusts. And I think fairly widespread areas of the state tomorrow will be a chance of seeing those gusty thunderstorms. And unfortunately, those storms unlikely to produce much in the way of rainfall, so obviously a significant risk there of starting further fires with dry lightning there. So a day to be very careful and very aware of the risks tomorrow, and obviously keep your ear to the radio to look out for any warnings that do go out. So yes, so very, very windy, gusty, a chance of thunderstorms around the place tomorrow, catastrophic to extreme fire danger, and the heat continues. So a pretty high risk day from a lot of perspectives tomorrow, Angus.
That sounds like the worst possible combination, as you said. Extreme temperatures, very high winds, extreme wind gusts, lightning and no rain accompanying it. Put all those three together.
And then to complicate things even further, a wind change moving across during the afternoon and evening, and the wind change does complicate things again. So we'll see milder conditions come through with that wind change, but you know, a wind change moving across any fire ground is a pretty dangerous thing as well. So yeah, very, very high risk day. But following that, Saturday over the weekend, we do see things become much milder as far as the temperature goes. The winds will moderate as well and become more west to southwesterly in direction. And again, unlikely to see too much in the way of rainfall totals. We will see some isolated showers on and south of the divide, maybe a rumble of thunder and a flash of lightning as well, most likely during the morning. But the rainfall totals are unlikely to be anything too significant, I think. You know, if we pick up some local falls of maybe 2 to 5 millimetres, I think we probably will have done pretty well out of it. So unfortunately, not much on the way as far as the rainfall goes. And then for Sunday and Monday as well, those showers easing. I think we won't see too much around, but conditions will be milder with those winds turning around a little bit more southerly, even south to southeasterly for Monday. And the high pressure ridge, which sort of develops, becomes the dominant feature for the following few days. So into the early part of next week, more settled conditions and milder conditions continuing right through the week by the looks of things, with those winds staying more southerly. So don't see a return to these very hot conditions during the week next week, Angus.
Thank goodness for that. Thanks, Simon.
Thanks a lot, Angus.
Simon Timke there from the Weather Bureau, just stepping you through what's expected weather-wise tomorrow. And as he said, extreme heats, extreme winds or strong winds, but particularly those wind gusts that he was talking about. And also chance of a thunderstorm in some areas, but just thunder and lightning, very little rain to accompany it, judging by the forecast. So that is a nasty combination. And just to reiterate that the CFA has declared the entire state of Victoria will have a total fire ban tomorrow. And there are those catastrophic fire ratings for the Wimmera, North Central and Northern Country fire districts. We don't often see catastrophic fire ratings, so that just goes to say, I suppose, just how severe that weather is going to be.
On air, online and on the ABC Listen app. It's the Country Hour with Angus Verley from ABC Radio.
And as I'm sure you've heard today and yesterday, there is currently an emergency level bushfire travelling from Longwood in a westerly direction toward Loxley in northern Victoria. The fire started yesterday and it has the community on edge as emergency services warn about those very nasty weather conditions tomorrow. Deputy Mayor of the Strathbogie Shire, Claire Ewart-Kennedy, is stepping in behind the Mayor, Scott Jeffrey, who is out fighting fires on his farm as we speak. Annie Brown spoke with Claire a few minutes ago.
Looks pretty awful. There's smoke everywhere and, you know, it hit some pretty hit very hard last night. Some properties in Longwood. We've spoken to some people this morning that are lucky their house was saved, but I don't think much else was. We don't know the extent of what has been lost at this point. What we do know is that it's very, very important that people talk to each other, listen to emergency services. They are now in control of this situation. Our job as council is to make sure community are kept informed, that they listen to all the services out there, but in particularly I encourage them to listen, go on the Vic Emergency app and listen to the ABC, listen to all your news services to make sure that you're up to date. It's pretty terrifying, and we know that the forecast is not great. It has eerie remnants of Black Saturday for me, I have to say.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great at the moment, and tomorrow we're looking at a total fire ban across the state.
Yeah, and total fire ban here today, as it should be.
Yeah,
but it's really concerning. The main concern we have is that the reality is we don't know. People think they know fire. It's a beast. I've survived a fire. I nearly died 6 years ago from a fire. We've lost farms. We lost my childhood house in cleanliness many years, Pinkett many years ago. We lost, we've lost our hay shed, we've lost all our hay, we've lost augers, we've lost, you name it. So we're no newbies to fire, but it is terrifying where if you think you can outrun and predict what fire the fire is going to do. You cannot. It is a beast. So I encourage anyone out there, check on each other, talk to each other, make sure you're communicating. So if you think you know that someone's in trouble, help them. Offer what you can afford to give to anyone else who's in trouble, and make sure you're communicating. But I just want to say the number one heroes of this are the CFA, the volunteers, the SESs, the people who are out there putting their lives at risk, often when someone else is probably protecting their family. So it's unbelievable where we'd be lost without those people.
You mentioned just before you'd just spoken to the mayor who is out fighting a fire on his farm, and yep. I know as part of the CFA as well. What did he say?
Scott sounded pretty stressed, as I imagined he would be. Sorry, the mayor, but he's very he's a very determined, very organised, very community aware person. He just said it's raining embers. That gives you an idea of how terrifying it is. And I'm driving just south of Seymour at the moment, and it looks pretty terrifying.
For people who need to move livestock, there's the Euroa Sale Yard is open up for
that. Thank you for reminding me. Yep. So we've got the Seymour Relief Centre, and we've got the Euroa Euroa Sale Yards that are open up for livestock. But I think if a lot of people are struggling to know how to get them there, speak to your neighbours, speak to people in the community, go on your community Facebook. There are already people offering up free hay. If you need help moving livestock, people are there to help in times of a crisis. That's where regional communities, they do their best work in times of trauma. They just come together and get it done. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure we protect what we can, look after each other, and make sure that everyone is communicating. You know, my father-in-law Fort was in charge of the 1965 Longwood fires alongside, I think, the mayor's father, if I've got that right. You know, this is embedded in who we are, in our DNA. So it's no surprise, but it doesn't make it any less scary. And I'm petrified of fire for obvious reasons. But so I don't profess to be a firefighter at all, but I do profess to be a strong community advocate, and we'll make sure that we keep our community as safe as we can.
Has any farmland or livestock been, you know, lost in the fires so far?
I know the CFA are assessing that today. I've heard anecdotal evidence that there has been some, but I don't have anything that says yes definitively. But I suspect fires of this magnitude, we're not going to get away from where we have not lost farmland or livestock. And that's crucifying to any farmers. You know, their livestock is, it's not just their livelihood. Most farmers are very committed to their livestock and look after them with good animal husbandry practices. And it devastates me. I mean, I've grown up on farms in northern New South Wales. I've seen firsthand what, you know, droughts and floods can do to, you know, good breeding herds, and it crucified my father many years ago. So I know all about it. It's not an easy life being in the country, as you know, but there's something very collaborative or collegiate, I don't know what the right word is, that brings people together and makes you work as a team. And I feel very grateful at the moment to be standing in for our mayor while he's doing what he has to do.
Claire, anything else we need to know or any messages you want to put out to the community at this stage?
Number one, listen to you, Victorian Emergency Services. Number two, if you have accessibility to a smartphone or data, get the Vic Emergency app and watch those incidents and warnings. They update them as much as they can. Listen to your news services all the time. Have it on all the time so that if there is a warning that's missed, you're notified. Check in on your neighbours, check in on vulnerable people. If you can help, do help, but do not put yourself in threat of the fire, and do not think you can outrun it or, you know, predict which way the fire is going to go. Make sure you're ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a tough one. So the next 36, 48 hours for our community is really, really crucial. So if you're in trouble, reach out to Strathbogie Shire. The staff will help to do what they can, but the emergency services are in charge of it. So they're the best people to, you know, make sure you've got the information to go forward with.
That was Deputy Mayor of the Strathbogie Shire, Claire Hewitt-Kennedy, speaking with Annie Brown. Some more information, if you are in that area and you need assistance with moving sheep and cattle because of the fires, Hanson Livestock Transporters have put the call out to say they are happy to come out and move your stock free of charge to those sale yards that have been opened up to livestock, and that is Seymour and Euroa Livestock Yards at the moment. Hanson Livestock says they've got a body truck on hand at the moment, but if the fire continues, they will have semis and B-doubles available at the end of the week. And a couple of the guys in that business, they've said they're happy for us to share their phone numbers. So Jaden's number, if you've got a pen handy, it's 0428 026 750. That's 0428 026 750 or Campbell on 0418 372 415. That's 0418 372 415. We will stay in that area for now because Steve and Sally Tobin live in the township of Longwood. Sally says the fire is about a kilometre from their home across the Hume Freeway. Meanwhile, near the foot of Mount Tenerife, Steve is helping friends clean up after the fire came through overnight. He spoke to the ABC's Sarah Krieg earlier today.
Fire's burned around their house fairly substantial, up to within a metre. And it's still going over Mount Tenerife. It's pretty active at this moment. We've got choppers around us. You can probably hear one going past now. Just lots of units here, lots of aeroplanes. We're just trying to put out fires around the house.
So the house is still standing?
The house is still standing. The aerial crew are doing a sensational job. It's just a bit daunting, to be honest, and CFA have done a sensational job. So,
when you're talking about this particular house, these friends' house that you're at, what's the country like around it? Like, obviously, this is quite steep terrain. Yeah. Is it thick bush?
Yeah, it's mountain goat country. So once it gets in there, it's only pretty well choppers can sort of do the work on it, you know. So I'm actually looking at the top of Mount Tenerife and looking at rocks on fire. So there's a bit in it.
Yeah, right. And were you there when the fire came through, or you're just up there now mopping up?
No, I'm just come through, give my hand mopping up. So
yeah,
doing the hard yards. So
yeah, I mean, obviously, to get within a metre of the house, if there's a rock on fire, you know, it's fairly intense up there.
Yeah, it's getting pretty serious. So yeah, like it's heading towards sort of down Avenel ways, Loxley, because the wind. But, you know, people got to realise if this wind changes, it's going to be a fair bit of shit to pay. So, you know, do their plans and do everything. Well, the wind's just picked up now, actually.
I was going to say, I can hear the wind behind you there. Do you know which direction it's blowing? Like, obviously, down towards Avenel, Loxley kind of way?
Yeah, it's a northerly sort of blowing. Yeah, so heading down. So it's blowing towards Avenel, towards Loxley.
Pretty strong wind by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it's just picking up right now as we're speaking. So and it's actually clearing the smoke a bit, which is it's one of those sort of blessings, but not a blessing if you know what I mean. You know, you'd rather piss off.
Yeah. Have you heard, I guess, from anyone else around town? Your house is safe before I go any further?
Yeah, we're in town, so we've got a few evacuees at our place. Come down off the hill, so we got them out last night, and dogs and stuff, so the town's come together as it always has. We've had some pretty big fires. Thank God for our elders they've learned from the 65 fires, and we're sort of all prepared and ready for it. And yeah, just hope no one gets hurt and just stay off the roads, everyone, because there's a shitload of traffic going around, and just let the CFA do their thing.
What's on your agenda for today? Helping your mates mop up, and then I guess just doing what you can.
Yeah, mopping up and just seeing, preparing for tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be the day. So if that wind changes, it's going to turn that fire front into a huge fire front. So, yeah, just preparing, just making sure we're putting that little stuff around the house up here. Then we'll probably go back down to the Longwood town and see who else needs to chop out.
That was Steve Tobin, who lives in Longwood, speaking with the ABC's Sarah Krieg earlier today. a nearby in Old Longwood winery and accommodation owner Jenny Horton spoke with Limo on ABC 774 earlier this morning.
State Control Centre is brilliant. Aeroplanes are just fabulous. We just love the sound of them when they arrive, the helicopters and the bombers. But the volunteers on the ground are doing a spectacular job, and our real concern is with the next 48 hours, just looking after the volunteers and making sure that, they don't get burnt out, because this fire ground is not contained and it's still active. And if you look at an app called bushfire.io, it shows the hotspots. So the concern today and tomorrow is that no matter which way the wind, if we get a big wind, it's going to come out of there with a vengeance, and it's going to be very difficult to actually control. So most of us know that. Most farmers, whatever, people have been through fires, know beforehand. And in times like these, we are very self-reliant, and we, on a farm, know that not necessarily a fire truck will be there for you. So most of us, well, I'd say 99% are superbly prepared. People have self-evacuated. There's people gone into Euroa to family and friends. And we have got a plan that says we stay here because we've got a bit of open farmland around us. We've got sprinklers on the roof.
Okay.
And we have fabulous brigades.
And well, give us a sense of how tough it is for the CFA there. What's the terrain like, and what are the local roads like there?
Well, the terrain is inhospitable at best. It's goat country where it was mainly last night.
Yeah.
And the local roads are open for fire vehicles, and if you get out now, you probably wouldn't be allowed back into certain areas. And the Hume, I notice, is closed. We're fortunate we've got lots of entrances in and out. We can go whichever way we're impacted, we can get out if need be. I cancelled all our accommodation a week ago for this
week. Sure.
Look at the fires, and prudence says that it would not be nice for anybody to be staying. Don't want that added responsibility. So we've cancelled, and everybody's been spectacularly good about that. And, you know, we feel a lot safe. And our accommodation area, we've got a lot of stones and gravel around again. Tractors are all hooked up to the fire tankers. We've all got our own water tankers and little fire units to put out embers, because as the CFA will tell you, it's the aftermath. You know, the fire will go through pretty quickly if it does, and you just want to have your gutters full and make sure you've got a plan for what happens if you are impacted.
That was winery and accommodation owner Jenny Horton from Old Longwood speaking about that emergency level fire that is burning in the region as we speak. Life goes on at the sale yards in Wagga. Leanne Dax has the report.
Good afternoon. The first sale of 2026 kicked off with 30,000 lambs and 10,000 sheep. Trade and heavy lambs were showing finish, and it was a small group of domestic and export processors at the market, with some very selective feedlots and restockers helped some metaflora in prices, with some upping their weights as the market cheapened. Trade lambs are anywhere from $5 to $12 cheaper, more in places, while heavy lambs were back $10 to $15. The heavy lamb competition was very doughy at times. Trade lambs 20 to 24, 205 to 268, 24 to 26, 257 to 290, 26 to 30, 290 to 316, averaging 1,050 cents a kilogram carcass weight. Over 30 kilos, 320 to 364. There was a lot of excellent second cross stall lambs in the offering, and this lifted prices $5 to $7. The sheep market kicked up a few gears, selling $20 to $45 dearer. A lot of sheep selling above 800 cents a kilogram carcass weight. Heavy sheep $205 to $300. Trade sheep $158 to $212. I'm Leanne Dux for MLA.
Thanks, Leanne. Just about it for today's Country Hour. Reiterating, though, that tomorrow has been declared a day of total fire ban for the entire state, and the fire rating is catastrophic for the Wimmera, North Central and Northern Country fire districts. And that is a rating that is reserved for the worst of the worst fire days. So just indicating how bad the weather is going to be between the combination of the temperature and particularly the wind, and also the possibility of dry lightning. So we stay tuned to ABC Radio throughout today, tonight and all day tomorrow, and we will keep you updated with the very latest fire information. Time for local news now. It's 1 o'clock.